Most face-to-face visits are now about 15 minutes, and down to only 8 minutes in some parts of the country, says Andrew Morris Singer, MD, president of Primary Care Progress, a nonprofit working to improve primary care. Physicians are literally running from room to room, he says. We have physicians tell us that they are constantly constipated because they can't even stop to go to the bathroom. What's more, insurance companies have cut doctors' payments, forcing them to see more patients or invest in lucrative sidelines, such as selling supplements, medical devices, or imaging services to keep their practices in the black. These changes have driven a huge wedge into the patient-physician relationship, Dr. Morris Singer says. This is not a minor concern. Research shows that without trust, a patient might not feel comfortable sharing information his or her physician needs to provide quality medical advice. Patients who trust their healthcare providers are more likely to follow their treatment plans, have fewer symptoms, practice healthier behaviors, and be more satisfied with their care. In addition, a doctor who knows you and your health history is less likely to overprescribe or send you for unnecessary tests. Finally, I believe a doctor is more likely to make an extra effort for you if you have a relationship. It's just human nature. Building that relationship takes time and care, and sometimes that's still not enough. Pete had been seeing his primary care doctor for almost a decade when he called about his lightheadedness, yet he still had to wait 3 weeks for an appointment. Once he got in, she listened carefully as he described his symptoms, but she was out the door 15 minutes later. Would more time have yielded a more accurate diagnosis or an earlier MRI? It's hard to know. Maybe we can do more as patients.